Hi, and welcome to the Science of the Good Life. I'm Louisa Jewell, and I'm here with David Paulet. He has written the most incredible book called The Law of the Garbage Truck. And when I learned about the law of the garbage truck, I can tell you after reading his book, it significantly changed my daily experience and improved my own happiness levels. And so I am thrilled that David is here today to share his message from his book. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Louisa. It's great to be here. And I think I'm more thrilled to be on your little program than you are to have me. So thank you. It's
Oh,
great.
no. Well, we're so happy to have you. Thank you. So, David, share with us what is the wonderful message that you share in The Law of the Garbage Truck?
Well, Louisa, as you know, there is a story that's now been shared all around the world that now more than 100 million people have read about me in New York City in a taxi cab and the surprising experience that happens that for me has stuck with me all these years. So that there's a story that I know that you're going to share with your viewers that they can look at later as a TEDx talk they can look at. But the essence of it, what I want to share right now, the essence of it is that human beings are not meant to be garbage trucks. See, like in real life, garbage trucks are valuable because they collect all the things that aren't good for us. We put it at our curbside, they get taken somewhere safe, hopefully recycled. But things that aren't good for us get taken away. But human beings aren't meant to be garbage trucks. We're not meant to look for everything negative, excessive rumors and criticisms and gossip and all of that and excessive complaining. Fill up on all that and then turn around and then dump it on the people that we work with, the people that we love, the people in our community. Human beings aren't meant to be garbage trucks. And so what we do is we have people take what we call the No Garbage Trucks Pledge, which is a 10-line pledge. We won't do it here, but there is a the short of it is essentially is we are not garbage trucks. We are not garbage trucks. We don't accept garbage. We do not create garbage, and we do not dump garbage on all the people in our lives.
So how are you defining garbage, David?
Well, garbage really the way really is the needless negativity in the world, especially the excessive negativity, and that comes around where you hear people just complaining about the traffic, complaining about the weather, complaining about someone's personality, complaining about things they can't control, rumoring, saying things that they don't need to be passing along, not focusing on the good or the important. I want to make that clear. It's not about avoiding negativity. It's about if there's something negative in your life that's important and you need to address it, you need to address it. But if it's not important, it's just the, again, personalities and the, weather stuff, things that just are not that important. Or even if someone says something that's really, you know that they didn't mean it the way they said it, but you get hooked on the way they said that, that's emotional garbage you don't need. You don't need it. You don't need to make it, create meaning around it that's not there. And you also want to, and what I say in the Law of the Garbage Truck is to have something what I call real-time forgiveness, which is when someone says something that's not the perfect way to say it, or they're a little frustrated and you know it. You can let that pass by and not take that in as a personal affront to you. And then when you do that, you diffuse the situation quickly and you get, focused on what's important right away.
And you know, David, when I started to learn about the effects of stress on our bodies, you know, I think when I saw when I learned about the law of the garbage truck, I realized that, you know, I was engaging in, you know, whatever was coming my way, if somebody cut me off or, you know, someone was rude to me in the street or, right, I was taking that all in and then using strategies on how to get rid of that. But I think your message is really we can't be doing that anymore. We don't have that physical capacity to engage in all that negativity. And so it's about really not allowing it in to begin with.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, the research demonstrates that the way we respond to daily hassles in our lives and the annoyances and frustrations has as much of an impact on our health and happiness as things as terrible as divorce or bereavement. And the reason why that is because divorce and bereavement are terrible events and they have a long list lasting impact. But the daily hassles are pounding away at our hearts and our health every moment. So if we're getting agitated in the car, agitated in line at the cafe, agitated with our family in the morning, agitated at work and meetings, all of these places, it just adds up. So you point to really the biggest distinction that the law of the garbage truck really is founded upon, and that is You don't want to take things in and then have to let them go. Because you hear that all the time. You got to let that go, let that go, let that go, let that go. So, you know, and what's letting go? Are you going to go do yoga? You're going to go for a run? You're going to go scream in the closet? You're going to pray, whatever. And those are all very good activities, but they really should be saved for the more important and more difficult experiences in life. Whereas what, rather than let go of something in the law of the garbage truck, is learning really quickly to identify what you can let pass by. So sometimes I'll say to people in my live audiences when I'm speaking, I'll say, think of the Matrix and Keanu Reeves, for anyone who's seen that. Once he really gets his power, in this case, once you get the law of the garbage truck, it's like you get a chance to see those bullets flying in slow motion. And rather than taking it in and then later on having to let it go, you're letting it pass by, and literally letting it pass by. And what it does is it creates positive emotion rather than negative emotion, because you recognize, and you get better and better at recognizing those things so quickly that you feel good that you let it go, because you're recognizing that you didn't take in that garbage. You also then are saving the world from what you would have transferred to other people. And you also are exhibiting a value of forgiveness, because it's real-time forgiveness. You're not cursing out the driver, cursing out your boss for not smiling at you when you arrived at work, or whatever the case might be. So that distinction, really, once people get that alone, Louisa, their health increases immediately, like right after this call. One of the things, and here's the challenge that we could put out to all the folks that are watching today,
okay,
is that all they need is think about themselves as not being a garbage truck, and thinking about letting things pass by. Guaranteed that they'll find at least one instance where they can let something pass by, and they will immediately feel the relief from just doing that.
Well, thank you so much, David. And my husband and I, we both practice this, and we actually use your language. We say, you know what? That's garbage. We're just going to let that pass by. And so
we
actually use that. In fact, my husband used it just the other day in the car. He said, Louisa, that's his garbage. I don't need to engage. And so it's very powerful. I'm going to encourage everybody to go out and read your book, The Law of the Garbage Truck. So we're going to have links just below this video for your website, and links to the actual book where you can get the book, because there's so many great ideas in the book and so much more in the book to learn about how to implement the Law of the Garbage Truck in your life. And we're also going to put a link to David's amazing TED Talk as well. So David, thank you so much for being here today. I think that this message is something everybody should hear about, and I hope everyone takes it and shares it with everyone else as well, because I think it's something that we all need.
Louisa, you're a good friend, a great positive psychology leader, and it's been a joy being on your show. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and I say back at you. So David, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.